Welcome to The Healthy Leadership Mentor, a podcast hosted by Andrew Gray. Andrew has over 25 years' experience as a business owner, not-for-profit leader, keynote speaker, mentor, and consultant. On the show, Andrew talks everything related to leadership, high-performance psychology, and inner-life health for leaders in the world of business, sport, not-for-profit, politics, and media. With a tertiary background in sports psychology and a multi-decade career developing healthy, high-performance leaders, Andrew is ready to empower your path towards a healthy and fruitful life. Let's go to today's episode.
I want to talk to you about the importance of relating to your room. In other words, you need to understand who is in your room, what their story is, what their journey is, what motivated them to be there with you today, especially if you're in a training or education style context where people are relying on you to take them from a point A to a point B. Now, obviously, we would infer that understanding who's in the room is kind of a no-brainer, right? But I want to go a little bit deeper on that and give you a specific strategy about how to structure your content. And what I mean by this is, if you can understand the general cross-section of who's in the room, how strong are they? How mature are they? How advanced in their field of expertise are they? Where are they on their journey? What stage of life are they in? If you can start to get a picture, a cross-section of those factors, you will be able to do what I'm about to explain effectively. And what I mean by this is, it's important as a speaker slash leader that you position yourself just far enough ahead of your crowd and your audience so that they're able to believe that you're a followable voice. If your position on your journey is further behind where they are, why would they listen to you? Why would they follow you if you're behind them? So, of course, you need to appear to be further advanced, further down the road than they are on the subject matter that you're talking about. However, that must be moderated with you understanding that you shouldn't try to present yourself as being too far ahead of the room. Far enough that you can be followed, not so far ahead that you're out of reach and unrelatable. If you can learn to understand who's in your room and how to relate to your room, you will get better and better over time at picking the mark of being far enough ahead, but not so far ahead that you're out of touch and unrelatable. If you can do that, your audience will trust you. They will appreciate the fact that you've respected their place on the journey, and they'll want to hear more of what you've got to say. Let's get to a second one, to sculpt your own style. One of the worst things that you can do as a communicator or a speaker is to copycat somebody else. Now, don't get me wrong, of course, I am totally into the idea that we should learn from others. We might even find that the more we listen to someone, we pick up some of their phrasings and their mannerisms. That's not a problem overly. I'm talking about the temptation to copycat what somebody else does. Whatever you do, don't do it. Why? Because it will come across to your audience as being thin, hollow, not believable, not authentic. One of the worst crimes that we can commit as speakers and communicators is to be unauthentic. And what that means is not to be higher or lower or lefter or righter, just be you. You're the only one of you. Everybody else is taken. If you will learn to sculpt your own style, and that applies to your areas of expertise, it applies to your technique, it applies to what you are good at and what you're not good at, sculpting your own style gives the rest of us an opportunity to discover if we actually like you. How can we learn if we like you if we don't know you, and we don't know you because you don't know you? Commit to being you. You're the only one of you there is. Sculpt your own style. Listeners will respect you for it, and you will be a better communicator if you swim in your own lane. Let's get to point number three in this episode of how to be a better speaker, how to be a transformative speaker. And I want to reinforce that point again before we move to our third strategy. The whole goal of speaking is to move people from one place to another. It could be education-based. It could be inspiration-based. It could be all manner of contexts. But if our speaking and our communication doesn't move them, doesn't facilitate their transformation, then we have failed them as speakers. They're sitting there because they are looking for a help and a guide to take them somewhere on their journey. Number three, practice from your seat. Practice from your seat. What do I mean? What I'm saying is don't waste the golden opportunity when you are the listener yourself. When you're in a training room, when you're in a staff meeting, when you're at a special conference or special event where somebody is communicating, be respectful that it's their moment to speak, but also be a learner. Observe their mannerisms. Observe their technique. Observe their style. Observe what works for them and what their strengths are. And then as you're watching the speaker, as you're listening to the speaker, as you're conscious of atmosphere dynamics and all of these things, you can internally have a dress rehearsal and a practice run of what you would do if you were in this moment as the speaker right now. Now, why would I encourage you to do this? I'm encouraging you to do this because this allows the neural pathways of your thinking and the muscles in your soul to get developed and have a practice run at doing the very thing that you're going to have to do again in the near future very soon. We shouldn't waste the opportunities that we have when someone else is speaking, not to critique them and judge them, but to imagine what would we do if we were in that speaking moment? How would we utilize the room and the audience to do the best job we could with our style and with our content and our communication? It's a super opportunity to level up your game, and I want to urge you to do that, to practice from your seat. Hopefully those three tips can help you to become the better speaker that you're aiming to be.
You have been listening to The Healthy Leadership Mentor with Andrew Gray. This episode was proudly sponsored by APG Elite, home of world-class mentoring, management, and consulting. Find out how APG Elite can help transform your organization by visiting apgelite.com.au. Or if you would like to subscribe to Andrew's weekly newsletter, you can do that by visiting andrew-gray.ck.page. For all other links, including Instagram and TikTok, see the show notes. Until next episode, thanks for tuning in.